This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Lok Sabha today on the current situation in West Asia, outlining key aspects of the ongoing U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran and explaining India's position on the issue. Speaking in the House, the Prime Minister said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict. He said the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers.
भारत में बड़ी मात्रा में कच्चा तेल, गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसी अनेक जरूरी चीजें हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट के रास्ते से आती हैं। युद्ध के बाद से ही हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट में जहाजों का आना जाना बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण हो गया है। बावजूद इसके हमारी सरकार का ये प्रयास रहा है कि पेट्रोल, डीजल और गैस की सप्लाई बहुत ज्यादा प्रभावित न हो और भारत पर इसका कम से कम दुष्प्रभाव हो, इसके लिए निरंतर प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। सरकार इसके शॉर्ट टर्म, मीडियम टर्म और लॉन्ग टर्म ऐसे हर असर के लिए एक रणनीति के साथ काम कर रही है।
The Prime Minister said the government is in constant contact with suppliers from different countries and effort is on to ensure that oil and gas supplies continue from sources wherever possible. The Prime Minister said that in this grave situation, the safety of Indians in the country and abroad has remained the government's top priority.
संकट की स्थिति में देश विदेश में भारतीयों की सुरक्षा हमारी बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता रही है। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से लेकर अब तक 3,75,000 से अधिक भारतीय सुरक्षित भारत लौट चुके हैं। ईरान से ही अभी तक लगभग 1,000 भारतीय सुरक्षित वापस लौटे हैं। इनमें 700 से अधिक मेडिकल की पढ़ाई करने वाले युवा हैं।
Mr. Modi reiterated that India has consistently expressed deep concern over the conflict and has urged all sides to reduce tensions. The Prime Minister said all agencies of the country, be it coastal security, border security, cyber security and strategic installations, have been put on high alert. Prime Minister Modi today said that amid the West Asia conflict, India has demonstrated its capacity for relationship building, decision making and crisis management. Addressing a summit organized by a private media in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that since 28th of February, there has been global turbulence, yet even in such harsh and adverse conditions, India continues to move forward with confidence in its progress and commitment to development. The Prime Minister added that from the Gulf to the Global West and from the Global South to neighboring countries, India is a trusted partner for all. The Prime Minister further noted that the country continues its efforts to ensure that its citizens do not face minimal difficulties, whether it is energy, fertilizers or essential goods. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal, while talking about US President Trump's latest social media post postponing military strikes against Iranian power plants, said that ministry is closely following these developments. Mr. Jaiswal was addressing an interministerial briefing in Delhi on the recent developments in West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India aims to increase its nuclear energy generation capacity to 100 gigawatts by 2047, considering Russia as a trusted and reliable partner for peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The minister was virtually addressing a conference titled India and Russia Towards a New Bilateral Agenda. The filing of nomination papers has ended for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry Assembly elections. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Over 650 candidates have filed their nominations for assembly elections in Keralam. Counting of votes will be held on 4th of May. And the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has conducted searches at several locations in Jammu and Kashmir today. In a statement, NIA informed that the search operation is a part of the continuing investigation into the Delhi Red Fort area bomb blast case of 10th November last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.